Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19. All right, we're here today with Jordan Pinnell.
And Grant Hardy.
All right, let's kick it off. We got a good show today. We're going to talk about NBA Finals, obviously, good Baker and bad Baker. We'll talk a little bit of hockey, a little bit of baseball, and sports headlines that don't matter. So let's start it off with... Grant will give us his good Baker and bad Baker of the week.
Okay, so my good Baker of the week is that we get a Game 7 in hockey. You know, Game 7s are always the best because everybody's just going all out, you know, just giving it their all because they want it. They just want it so bad. And I like hockey, you know, just glad to see a Game 7. You know, any Game 7 in any sport's just amazing. So that's my good Baker of the week. And my bad Baker is that I gained 2 pounds in one day. This after we did the podcast, went home, ate some food, grubbed out, and got on the scale the next day, 2 pounds heavier. I'm like, that's not good.
That's almost like a good Baker, though.
How is that good?
That's kind of tight, dude.
No.
If you can, like, shred it quick, too, then, like...
That's the problem. that's the problem. I'm not shredding nothing. I'm too lazy to go to the gym, so.
Dude, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been to the gym in. I'm gonna say months, at least three of them. But yeah. I've got a problem with gaining weight.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm so skinny, anyways, I can lose it just simply by like
doing
moving
nothing.
Around. But I can't gain it without like heavy workout and like proper diet.
Yeah.
Is the only. I'm sure that'll change eventually.
Yeah.
But I can enjoy it. For now, but so my good Baker of the week, Monday morning coming to work, Monday morning being this morning, coming to work, the copier was broken, so I had to do absolutely nothing. I sat at my desk all day, and every time someone needed anything, I just said, copier's broke, can't do anything for you.
Sounds like a great day at work.
Yeah, I sat there and like scrolled the internet all day.
Yeah.
But bad Baker. This is going to lead us into our next thing. I'm going to throw something at you.
Okay.
Bad Baker is I went to see Rocket Man yesterday, which I was pretty late to go see it. I think it came out like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah, terrible movie. It was the worst movie. Yeah, so I got – my hopes got up because I went to see – I didn't go to see. I was at the beach a couple months ago in April, and – we rented Bohemian Rhapsody out of Redbox just to see, you know, like, I'm a decently big Queen guy.
Right.
I like their music, so I rented it. I was like, this must be cool. Great movie. Top movies ever. I love that movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. And so I was thinking, okay, well, this one's about Elton John. He had good music, too. It must be a good movie.
Right.
And it wasn't. It was advertised to be, well, the way I perceived the advertisements.
Okay.
They fooled me. Was to be similar, like, more documentary-like.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
It was just a musical.
Really?
It was, yeah, it was terrible. It barely scraped the surface on Elton John's actual life or any of the stuff he did.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, like, not very detailed, very musical-like, and I basically don't know anything about Elton John, and I just, like, listened to a soundtrack of his music. And that was all that happened for me. I was pissed. They did give me a cool poster, though. At the ticket box, they were handing out posters. It said Rocket Man, and it had, like, all the different sunglasses that he wore to his concerts.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Up and down the poster, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, super cool. But, gosh, I got some crap in my throat today. But, so, that's going to lead us into this. We're going to go top three movies. From personal opinion, off the top of your head, go.
Off the top of my head, okay. I would want to say one of my favorite movies is Forrest Gump.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Gen A, you know.
Of course. Obviously.
And then Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. It's a Western movie, really good.
Okay, I like that.
And then, what's another one? Facing the Giants.
Facing the Giants?
It's a football movie about a high school team. that.
I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah. It's a good
movie. I was
movie.
Never big into movies until I got older, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't really think of mine either. I'll scratch Bohemian Rhapsody because I already said that one.
That one's
disqualified, even though that is number one.
Yeah.
Probably recency bias.
Yes.
But like.
Yes.
So number one, I'm going to have to go The Interview.
Okay.
With Franco and
it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, that's a great movie. Number two we'll go with the Anchorman series.
Okay.
And then number three probably gotta go with Superbad.
Okay.
I'll stick with the theme of just like purely comedy.
Okay.
And like Seth Rogen, Will Ferrell type personalities.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go with those for my top three movies.
Okay. I like that.
All right, so here's a subject. This is something that we hold very near and dear to our hearts, and you're still in your like introductory phase with student section. Obviously, you've heard about Romper Takeover 2K19, and that probably confuses you a little bit because you don't know what we're talking about. So basically, we feel that men are being discriminated against by people thinking it's weird that we wear rompers. Because it's just honestly, it's just a powerful fashion move. There's nothing wrong. And they should not be called male rompers. They should just be called rompers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Anyone can wear a romper. So that's our decided take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got. So what is your take on male rompers? Are you for or against?
I'm for them, dude.
For them?
It's a fashion statement right there. Are you down?
Are you going to make the purchase with us when we get our rompers?
100% I will.
Okay, because we're having, it's a big thing. We're going to have a Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot.
Absolutely.
All the guys.
I'm down.
Like official, real cameras, like maybe if we can get some lights.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you do those for photo shoots, lights?
It's got to be professional.
Okay, yeah.
It's
got to
look good.
We're going to have top-notch photographer.
I like it.
Jared Orlando Dunham in to take the pictures. I don't know who's going to take the picture of him because Well, Bree can take pictures too pretty well.
Okay.
Jared's just like known for photography.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now that we've established that Nardi will be able to stay on board with us, let's get into some NBA finals talk.
Okay.
We got game 5 tonight, actually. It tips off in like 29 minutes.
Yep.
T-minus 29 minutes. Raptors took game 4. They're up 3-1. So give us the scoop on game 5.
So game 5, Raptors going back home. KD has been cleared to play tonight. We got news of that this morning. Well, probably mid-afternoon, but, you know, just seeing that, I feel like you have to favor the Warriors. Like, as close as, like, you would think that, or as, like, the Warriors have home court advantage,
yeah.
I still think you have to favor them. Because KD can still go out there and put 30 up.
Yeah, that's true. But, will he, though?
I don't think he will, but I still think he'll put up at least 20. I think 20 is reasonable for him.
See, I think, okay, I'm not going to lie. I put, like, significant money on the Warriors.
Did you?
Every way I could have possibly. But from a non-bias, because clearly I want to say and convince myself that the Warriors are just going to cream the Raptors tonight. But realistically, how effective is Kevin Durant going to be coming back? You know, is Klay still
healthy-ish?
Yeah. Is he 100% yet or even 85% yet from the hamstring?
Yep. Yeah.
Boogie's been terrible.
Yeah.
He had a good first game back, but he's averaging like 6 points per game since he returned. I mean, not terrible for a guy who's spent basically the entire season nursing an injury, but
yeah,
I know they can, and I think they probably will, which is why I put like a sizable amount of money on them, or sizable for me.
Yeah.
Not for big gamblers, but... I think they're good enough that they'll probably pick up where they left off having all of their pieces, but I think there's still like a little bit of doubt maybe that the Raptors will just tear them up again.
I think just having KD on the court, just it'll be a distraction, I think, more or less, because they're just going to have to worry about him half the time. Because he's such a ball-dominant scorer that Kawhi's going to have to try to lock him up. And that'll just leave you got Steph wide open now. And I feel like that's what their game plan might be, is try to think that they're trying to get KD involved like the most. In reality, just let Steph keep shooting and let Klay keep shooting, because they're hot right now.
Yeah, that's risky though, to play him as a decoy, because if they don't buy it and you've got like a 60% KD on the court, then he's going to be the guy that they're leaving open. And if he's 60% of what he normally is, that's still better than a lot of players on the opposite team. Yeah. But they've still got Lowry, they've got Pascal, they've got Kawhi. They've got players to, and so essentially at that point, you're looking at, I don't know who plays power forward for them. Serge Ibaka.
But he's been coming off the bench, though.
He's been coming off the bench. Still, okay, say Serge Ibaka gets a good minutes tonight for hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka versus 60% Kevin Durant. You're probably still going to take 60% Kevin Durant one-on-one.
Yes.
But with the whole team aspect, he would almost be dragging them down. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know.
I can see that.
I could also see where, so you know the whole deal where Draymond was talking crap to KD, telling him to leave because they could win without him. And I could see where KD could have been, you know, just sitting out to prove a point. Like, y'all can't win without me.
Look at you guys now. You're down 3-1.
Yeah.
You need me.
I'll say this, though, about the series, is that if they win tonight, they get game 6 in Oakland. And that's going to be, I mean, they're going to be pretty decent favorites for a home game 6.
Yeah.
If they get it back to 3-3, anything can happen.
Absolutely.
And this would be quite redeeming for the Warriors to come back from down 3-1 after blowing it. Maybe, probably not, but maybe then they'd stop hearing about it so much.
I think that's what the NBA is trying to do now.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sometimes it does. It feels that way, like almost WWE type rigged, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is fake. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes, obviously, they can have the refs, like, but, I mean, they're playing basketball, and it's obviously not scripted, so if Kawhi just comes out and drops 55, then
there's nothing you can do.
The refs can't do anything about that, you know, unless they just call travel every time he touches the ball, but then it would
be it's too obvious.
Blatant collusion, yeah.
Right.
So
it's just too obvious at that point.
I'm taking the Warriors, but I'm not going to be surprised if the Raptors win. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see it.
So, I've had good luck not watching these games, and we're gonna miss like the first quarter at least of this. But I'm watching it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Later tonight, or I might record it. I think it's recording.
Yeah.
I might record it and watch it later. You just have to stay off of Twitter. But so, I think.
You want to talk sport? Hockey now.
Yeah, let's call it a Warriors win to make me feel better about my gambling habits.
Warriors win by
17. Warriors win by 17, and the combined total is greater than 216 between the two teams. That's our prediction.
So they're hitting the over, and they're hitting the money line and everything else.
Yeah, money line, and they're covering the spread.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'll accept nothing less. All right,
okay.
Let's do our hockey talk segment. Bruins crushed the Blues last night 5-1 to push it to Game 7.
Yep.
Is that going to be in Boston, Game 7?
Game 7 in Boston.
Oh, it's over.
You have to favor
it's
the Bruins.
Cash. Yeah, the Bruins are taking it. Their goalie, 90 saves in 91 shots.
That's ridiculous.
During elimination games. So
that's insane.
I'm just going to say it. The Bruins might as well just go ahead and like organize the parade. It's over with. It's over with. They've already won Game 7. They haven't even probably gotten back to Boston yet. They're probably still like kicking it in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot to talk about there.
I mean, when you get an amazing game out of Tuca.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Even if he has, okay, with that ratio right there, 90 saves
to 91 shots. 90,
if he has a piss poor, like half of his great game, they could probably still win it because he's still only going to give up like maybe two goals if he has a bad game.
Right.
Just from that performance. Obviously, he's given up more than, you know, two goals in a game before.
Yeah.
But
and in the series.
Yeah, in the series, but not in elimination games. And that's the thing. Right. It's like, if the chalk holds there, the Bruins have already secured this series.
Yeah.
But, so, that's pretty much what we've got for hockey talk.
Yeah.
Except, have we established our, like, fandom related to hockey yet on this?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. All right, you go first. I don't even know what hockey team you're a fan of.
So, I am a fan of the Blue Jackets
from
Columbus, Ohio.
And
I was also a fan of the Blackhawks because back when they were really, really good, but now they're just terrible. But when they were good, when they went back to back or whenever they had the championships that they were winning, I was like, okay, I'm a big fan. Like, I like Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, me and him have the same birthday. So
nice.
I love the guy even more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's just simple. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got two teams as well. I'll give you my backstory.
Okay.
I was never, like, much of a hockey guy. I was friends with Jared Wilkes, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I am friends with Jared Wilkes.
Yeah.
But, so, during my friendship with Jared Wilkes, he was a big hockey guy. He played at UAB. He played for the Birmingham Bulls. Like, he's always been a big hockey guy.
Yeah.
And so, we'd watch hockey. So, I figured I might as well latch on to a team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was thinking, I can't pick a good team. Because that would then I suck. You know?
Then you look like a bandwagon.
Yeah, so I picked the Florida Panthers.
Okay.
And this was 2014, I think.
Yeah.
They got good in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I like that. But then when the Vegas Knights came around.
Yeah.
And, like, the Panthers already sucked again. They had, like, one good year, and it wasn't that good. It was, they just outperformed themselves.
Yeah.
So I was like, Vegas Knights, like, new expansion team, like, they've got to suck, you know. They have to be terrible.
Nope.
I picked them. They go all the way to the Stanley Cup last year, all the way to the finals. So, I guess if I just switch my fanhood every season, that team will get drastically better.
Just to the worst team that was in the NHL every year.
But, yeah, for now, I'm going to stick with the Panthers
and,
like, a soft allegiance to the Vegas Knights. But it's hard for me to claim that all the way from Birmingham, because I've never been to Vegas. I've never been to one of their games. I've never been to a Florida Panthers game, but I could go to one if I wanted to.
Right, 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 right.
But I know a lot of people from around here like the Predators.
Yeah, because Nashville's like a couple hours away.
Yeah, and a lot of people like the Dallas Stars, which really confuses me.
Yeah.
It makes sense, maybe, like, because there's Cowboys fans everywhere.
True.
So there could be Stars fans everywhere, but
I guess it makes sense.
But the Cowboys are like America's team, and America doesn't have a team in hockey because hockey's for Canadians.
It's true.
Yeah. But, it's true. So, that's our hockey talk and our allegiance. So, we're going to have to get some, we're going to give you guys a studio tour soon. As soon as we get a studio. And then we're going to have all of our teams in flag form.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of that, this is off topic. So I go to a lot of Barons games.
Mm-hmm.
That's the AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, by the way. It's a like local team in Birmingham.
Yeah.
I figured no one I needed to throw out the disclaimer.
You might need to.
Yeah, so I go to a lot of Barons games, and so right across the street is Good People Brewery, and then there's a pizza place hidden behind Good People called Tortugas.
Okay.
It's like Chicago style pizza. Okay. And so that makes sense a little bit because, like, Chicago White Sox, and they can't. So I go in there, and every time I go to a Barons game, I go to Tortugas first. The first time I went in there, he had loads of Cubs memorabilia, everything on the wall. And I'm thinking, what? Like, what's going on? This is the White Sox. Like, this is the White Sox.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so the owner actually works in there. Like, he's walking around, like, you know, basically like a server, except he doesn't serve you food. And so he comes out, and I was like, hey, man, do you own this place? Or, like, are you the manager? He's like, I own it. It's my place. And I said, what's up with the Cubs stuff?
Yeah.
Like, this is the White Sox, like, stadium, pretty much, right here. And he was like, well, yeah. He was like, I'm from Chicago, and I'm just a Cubs fan. Oh. And I was like, dude, that hurts because I like your pizza a lot. But, like, you're really, like...
You're kind of rooting against me right now.
Yeah, you're kind of rooting against me, which I don't think there's a huge rivalry there.
There might be. I don't really know.
I think because they're in separate leagues. They're in the...
AL and NL.
Yeah, and the Cubs are more, like, rivaled against the Cardinals and their division. And the White Sox just suck. Yeah. So, like, they don't really have... When's the last time they were good?
Maybe...
We're going to fact check this. I'm just going to go... I'm going to type into Google, when's the last time the White Sox were good?
Maybe when they had Michael Jordan or something. I don't know.
when is the last time the White Sox were good? Okay. They probably won a World Series like 5 years ago or something. It's probably going to make me look like an idiot.
I mean, I don't think they were too bad with the...
Year-by-year results.
With,
okay.
I thought they were pretty decent when Chris Sale was there.
Yeah, but I feel like they haven't made the playoffs like in my lifetime.
In a while.
Which is not true. They've probably made it in my lifetime. My phone's being slow, but it's pulling it up right now. Year-by-year results. This thing's incredibly slow. I have to update my phone. So, since 2013, they haven't placed better than third in their division. They're third right now. It was 4-4-4-4-4-5. In 2012, they were second in their division. Still didn't make the playoffs. They won their division in 08.
08, yeah.
89-74 was their record.
That's not even that good either.
No, see, they made the wild card because they played 163 games, which means they had to play a play-in to the wild card.
Yeah.
So they suck as a franchise. They're terrible. The last time they had a decent record, 2006, they were 90-72, still finished third in the division, didn't make the playoffs. 2005, 99-63, they won their division. They probably had a decent playoff seed then.
Yeah.
Have they ever won a World Series? That's what I want to know.
I think they have. Maybe.
We're spending too much time
too much time.
We'll figure out the entire lineage of the White Sox, and we'll post it on the door of Tortugas in Birmingham. if you ever go, great pizza, terrible decorations. It's like putting like Bama Fever like fan shop in Tumor's Corner in Auburn. It's just stupid.
It just doesn't work.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But it does work because it's right there.
Yeah.
And there's like drunk people from good people, like the brewing company, and they're just like, dang, the pizza's right there, and then I can go in the game. Because the pizza, it's not cheap, but it's half the price of anything you can get inside the stadium.
Yeah.
Which was incredible placement by Tortugas and good people, because you can get a beer for probably, I don't know, like $5 at good people, and you can probably get one for double that inside the stadium.
Probably.
And so, good on them. Good for them. So, we're going to move on to sports headlines that don't matter. This is a thing that I started last week. This is a thing that I will continue to do until sports headlines get better. Because I'm frankly just irritated with going on any internet space, website, Twitter, and seeing headlines that don't matter at all. So my sports headline that doesn't matter for the day was... It was a Barstool sports blog. I was reading it this morning. It was talking all about Drake offering Fred Van Fleet his health care to fix his teeth. Fred Van Fleet said that he does not want to be a Canadian if it means getting his teeth knocked out during games. And Drake just went ahead and offered him. He said, you can use my health care to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah.
That's a nice story. That's good. Great for Fred. Good for Drake. I don't care. If I offered my health care to someone who got their teeth knocked out, nobody would care. So right. It's not related to sports at all. Maybe TMZ.
Yeah.
Does TMZ do sports, though, or do they do, like...
I think they have a sports thing that they do.
That's stupid, because all they are is clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, it's clout chasing, bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
But good story, doesn't matter. As a sports story, I'd give it a 2.5. As, you know, a pop culture story, 4.5. No one should care about this. doesn't matter at all.
I don't know how this is making a headline at all.
It shouldn't make a headline.
I don't think it should either.
Okay. Oh, something we forgot about.
Okay.
Auburn. They put up 13 runs in the first inning. Did you see that?
I saw like a little bit of it.
I was watching it through Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a TV at work.
Yeah.
And so I start looking for tweets about 10 or 15 minutes after the game started. I figured it might be in the second inning by now. And Carolina Baseball, which is North Carolina's baseball account, tweets out, end of one, Auburn 13, Carolina 0. And I thought,
there's no way.
I was like, is this a fake account? Like,
yeah.
That's not right. So I go on actually, you can't find it on ESPN. Yeah, you can. I did find it on ESPN. So during the year, you can't find college baseball on ESPN.
Right.
It's only it's stupid. Yeah. I talked to Tyler about it in the interview last week. That's just the dumbest thing, because I would watch college baseball because I have friends that play college baseball.
Right.
Like, for various different teams. But so I go on ESPN, and I see that it actually was 13-0 in the top of the second.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which they ended up beating them 14-7, so Carolina made a little bit of a comeback, but that's nuts.
But 13 innings
and they did it in the top of the first. You're done. It's over with.
The game's over.
Yeah, they should have mercy ruled them right there, but there's no mercy rule in the College World Series.
That's
you
true.
Can lose 75-0 in baseball. Yeah.
If Auburn wanted to, I think they could have done it today.
Yeah. So, that's nuts.
I wonder how many pitchers they went through in that first inning. Like, you have your starter, he just gets rocked. And then you put in another guy, and he gives up maybe three or four more runs. And then you get, like, another guy in there, he gives up a couple more runs. Like, how many runs are they going to let guys give up before they change them out?
I'm about to fact check that as well. How many pitchers did they go? They had to have gone through at least two. If you let one pitcher
give up 13 runs.
First of all, his ERA is trash, and any prospect he had of getting drafted is gone.
Out the window. See you later.
Let's see if I can find College World Series. See, it's almost impossible to find college baseball on ESPN. I hate ESPN's app.
Yeah.
Auburn baseball. Okay. That should lead me in the right direction. Okay. Here's an article. The coverage of college baseball is sorry, man.
I don't know why they don't hype it up to be like college basketball.
They should.
I feel like it's the same thing.
It's because the season's so long.
Yeah.
College baseball plays 56 games. That's so many games.
Yeah.
And they play the same team three times in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, which they do in the MLB, but the MLB is, like, the highest level of excellence of baseball. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
That people want to watch that. I can't find anything because it's so long, I don't want to read it all.
Yeah.
They decided to avoid the first inning troubles the first two games. He threw two hitless innings. That's Auburn's pitcher. I don't know.
It's got to be at least two or three.
Yeah. Set the under over at 2.5. I'm taking the under. I think it was two pitchers. I think what happened is, there had to have been like some sort of grand slam or home runs involved in this.
I'm
but
sure there was.
I'm going to say, if I had to guess, because I didn't, after I saw it was 13-0, that was it. I just put my phone up. I didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you know, maybe there was a couple of errors. There had to have been errors involved. See, if there's errors involved, you can't necessarily pull the pitchers quickly. So I'm going to say the first guy gave up five, and the second guy probably gave up like a three-run homer.
Yeah.
With, like, one out, and they were like, let's just let him stick it out. And then he gave up four more runs, or five more runs, or whatever, and then the inning was over.
So they went through one. Here's their starter.
Okay.
Here's their second guy, third guy. They went through three pitchers, yeah.
Three pitchers, wow. That's sad. And the third pitcher even gave up two runs.
Yeah. But that, so the first pitcher gave up five, and then the second one gave up, what? Six,
yeah.
And then the other guy gave up two.
I hate Auburn. I hate Auburn so bad. I hate that they have average teams that make tournament pushes in college sports. That pisses me off. Auburn making it to the Final Four was a fluke. Auburn making it to the College World Series, a fluke. 13 runs in the first inning? that'll never happen again. They could never duplicate that.
I don't think any team could duplicate that, even in the MLB.
I'm putting a ban on Auburn sports. I won't watch. The only thing I'll watch is when Alabama plays Auburn.
In football?
Yeah. Yep. Anything. No, because Auburn will beat Alabama and everything else. I'm getting tired of it, because Auburn fans, people say Alabama fans are the worst, and you're neutral on this because you're like,
I'm an Ohio State fan. Yeah.
The reason Alabama fans are worse is because Alabama has actual success. When Auburn has the least bit of success, they become the worst people on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
They just talk and talk and talk.
They never shut up about it. Yeah. I've heard about the kick six consistently for like 7 years now. Okay. Like, cool.
We get it. It happened.
Yeah.
Drop it.
They have like one national championship.
See, for
they have two.
For me, it's like when you hear about Michigan talking, you know, it gets under your skin, but, like, they haven't been able to say anything in the past 7 years because Ohio State has absolutely just killed them.
Yeah.
And it's a great field.
Well, see, living in Ohio, you moved here from Ohio?
Yeah.
Living in Ohio, there's not a ton of Michigan fans always pick at you.
Yes, but there's a lot of people that go from Ohio and play Michigan football. So, like, you have that rivalry of, like, people from Ohio that go up to Michigan and play Michigan football. So, that's why it's such a big rivalry.
We had a guy from Clay, Chalkville, go, and he's, like, the best receiver in Michigan now. His name's Nico. Mm-hmm. Super cool guy. Very quiet guy. Like, keeps it to the vest, doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
Heck of a receiver, too.
Yeah.
But here, what I was saying was, like, it's not a 50-50 split. There's more Bama fans, depending upon where you are.
Yeah.
But there's enough, it's probably 65-35, maybe 60-40.
Yeah.
But there's enough Auburn fans that there's always some Auburn fans around to just, like, oh yeah, we beat you guys in 2013. Like, okay, like, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, we won the national championship. Like, okay.
Yeah.
We just did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I won't ban Auburn sports. Because we got to talk about it every now and then.
You have to. Like the success they had today.
I'll put a 3-week ban, barring, like, they win the College Worlds. If they win the College World Series, we can talk about it.
Right.
But if they lose,
okay,
they're still banned for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Nothing. Unless Bruce Pearl gets fired. Okay. Then we can talk about that.
Then we can talk
catastrophic about thing. Like, breaking news things we can talk about. Maybe other than that, no Auburn sports.
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
Okay.
All right, so we've covered our sports headlines. It looks like we're about out of time.
Okay.
This has been Student Section Sports with Jordan and Grant. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Peace.